Blog Talk Radio.
Educating black women about her story from all schools of thought. Radio, dedicated to black women and the study of who and what we are. Sadonic Chemistry is a supplier of natural and complementary ingredients used in skincare, hair care, aromatherapy, massage, spa products, herbal preparations, and soap making. We also offer a selection of spiritual supplies, clothing, accessories, natural body scrubs, and herbal mixtures for your beauty and wellness needs. We strive for superior quality products and exceptional customer service. Our natural products and other ingredients are sourced from the most reputable origins and produced in the greenest manner possible. Our products and botanical ingredients are offered in a wide variety of sizes and quantities, allow you to purchase as much or as little as you need. Feel free to browse our diverse selection or contact us to schedule a salon or spa appointment in our newly renovated Beauty and Wellness Center located in Richmond, Virginia. Visit us at divinechemistry.com or call us at 804-627-0277. Peace, everyone. This is your host, Seek Wisdom. Today is Sunday, December 5th, 2010. Wow, is all I can say. We're already in December at the end of 2010. I am going to play some music in a moment just to allow everyone time to come in. If you are listening to us on Facebook, come on over to blogtalkradio.com/blackwomaniverse so you can participate in the chat room with us. Today's topic is going to be a hot one. Today's topic is woman to woman. We are doing another woman to woman segment. I can't even talk. I'm tongue tied today. What's going on with that? And I'm partially hoarse, as you can hear, but it's okay. We're going to get through the show. Again, we're doing a woman to woman segment. This is segment number two. And, you know, we got to handle some housekeeping issues. If we're going to talk woman to woman and deal woman to woman, we have to handle housekeeping issues. And so last week we talked about, you know, hating ass women, women that hate on each other instead of women that uplift each other. And so we talked about that, and we talked woman to woman about what we can do to help uplift each other instead of hating on each other. And so today we're going to address fake ass women, because there's a difference between a woman that's seems to always be hating on you versus a woman who is plain old fake. And the fake women don't always, you don't necessarily always know they're fake when you first start dealing with them. So we're going to talk about some different things that you can look for, you know, that they will identify. And we're going to talk about this. anyway, like I said, I'm going to play some music. We're going to go ahead and try to get in the flow of everything, and we'll be right back.
Woo-hoo!
6-foot wall so I couldn't see. But if I get off my knees, I might recall I'm 20 feet tall.
You know what? That's not really what I wanted to play. You know, I'm going to play something a little different. You know, being that we're talking to women to woman, you know, woman to woman, and we're dealing with, you know, fake-ass women. I got another song I want to play, so let me see if I can find that song. Something a little more appropriate. We are back, and we have my sister girl, Lynn, on the line. Your line is open, sis. How you doing this evening?
Hey, you speak. Hello, everybody.
You speak. Hey, you want to give a shout-out to everybody that's in the chat room? You know, I was trying to wait till everybody get in the chat room, and anybody who's listened to the radio program over the past, what, year and a half? I think in May it's going to be 2 years that I've been doing the radio program. I've had the Black Womaniverse website for about two and a half years or what have you. So it's been a growing process. You know, we all grow through different way of thought and everything. And so everybody that know me know I focus on Dark Goddess. And so I'm switching up a little bit. Got a new intro to the show. I didn't want to play it too early, because I wanted y'all to hear it, you know what I'm saying? Y'all know, you know, so I'm just go ahead and play the little intro right quick. Y'all let me know what y'all think. Y'all let me know what you think. The call-in number is 646-716-7675. Today's show is definitely going to be an interactive show, very interactive. So, you know, call in, participate. You know, if you're on Facebook, come on over to the chat room, Black Room, blogtalkradio.com/Black Room Universe. And y'all know what's up. Here's the new intro.
It's with the utmost pride and sincerity that I present this recording as a living testament and recollection of history in the making during our generation.
Allow me to reintroduce myself.
This is Sink Wisdom, host of Black Room Universe Radio. I would like to share some things about myself, but I'm a lover of music and lyrical talent, so I thought it would be best to entertain you while the sisters holler at you about where I stand and what I think about certain things. So let's get to it.
Hey, yo, you don't have to love me, you don't even have to like me, but you will respect me, you know why? 'Cause I'm a bomb.
$1 million player, she's bossy.
I'm bossy. I'm the first girl to scream on the track. I switched up the beat of the drum. That's
stop the track. Let me say back. I told you, give me a minute and I'll be right back. How you gonna be talking shit? You act like I just got a minute. Been the number one diva in this game for a minute.
Before we get into tonight's discussion, since this is Woman to Woman,
mm-hmm. woman. I don't think it's being any more than fair than to call you and let you know where I'm coming from. Now, Barbara, I don't know how you're going to take this, but whether you be cool or come out of a bag on me, you see, it really doesn't make any difference. But it's only fair that I let you know. And woman to woman, now if you were in my shoes, wouldn't you have done
All right, Lynn, your line is open, sis. Your line is open. Your line is open. This is officially the Woman to Woman Convo. Hope everyone listened to the show we had last week, Woman to Woman Session Number 1, which was about how we treat each other as black women. And that was the first half. The second half was about self-worth. And so, again, today's show is about, unfortunately, we got to still do house cleaning as usual, fake-ass women. Now, why are we talking about fake-ass women tonight, Lynn?
Because it's necessary. Fake-ass women are a detriment to the sisterhood.
You're right. Now, let's talk about this. It's funny you mentioned sisterhood because I've, you know, tried to do this sisterhood thing for, you know, a number of years now. And, of course, as most black women find out, when you try to do this, you run into issues where you get burned, certain people treat you wrong, but when they first step to you, they come to you with, you know, this sisterhood thing, you know, we trying to be a sisterhood, we trying to do this for the sisters, you know, let's get this together, let's get all on one accord, and, you know, blase, blase. But you find out a little down the line that they're not exactly who they say they are. And then another thing is that I found that happened, in addition to them not being who they say they are, they try to tell you who you should be in some cases, get upset when you don't agree with things that they agree with. And, again, as I stated earlier, I'm dark goddess. I don't have to agree with anybody else's understanding about something. I'm perfectly fine with studying everything and taking what I need to take from it and doing me. I don't have to co-sign to somebody else's thing. And, you know, you and I are fairly cool, right, Lynn?
Yes, I would say fair to Melvin.
We have conversations, just like I had conversations with Kendra, you know, and, you know, I had conversations with Pastor Flowers. And, you know, we don't always agree, you know, our conversations with Sister Earth. We don't always have the same point of view on things. But at the end of the day, we agree to disagree, and we can move on. We don't have to get mad at each other because we don't agree.
Right. It's not a yes ma'am type of circle happening.
Right. You know, I just think people should be upfront about who and what they are. No matter what somebody, you know, thinks about you, you know, nothing. You should be upfront about who and what you are. And the thing is, you're going to run into sisters that you're going to run into people in general in life, period. No matter what the situation or circumstance is, you're going to run into people that portray themselves as one way and then come across as a different way as you start to, you know, start to deal with them. And I just think that's very, we need to learn how to identify those things, because just because we're in, you know, in goddess doesn't mean that all goddesses are the same. And I'm a little bit radical when it comes to my way of thinking and my approach to things. And I'm not going to change up what I think for anybody else.
Nor should you
have
to. Being someone's friend doesn't mean that you can't have a point of view or, you know, if I disagree with you, I'm not your friend anymore. You shouldn't have to switch up your point of view. being someone's friend and loving them for whom they are means just that. And, you know, for the they disagree, and loving and respecting their point of view, you don't have to agree with it, but you respect them for having a point of view, a thought of their own.
And see, that's the thing. If I really love you, I'm going to respect you. I'm not going to get upset with you because you don't agree with how I see it. That's almost as if I'm telling you you don't have the right to be your own woman. Why do I have to dictate to you what your self-image should be? It's called self-image for a reason. You get to determine what you want yourself to look like. I shouldn't be determining that for you. I shouldn't be telling you how to go outside the house and what to wear, what not to wear, you know, what type of things to do with yourself. It's different if you come to me and you ask my opinion, and I give you my opinion, but that still don't mean you got to go do what I tell you to do just because it was my opinion. We should be thinking for ourselves. You don't have to join a group or anything. You need to be solitary, you know, and that's a part of being dark goddess. A part of dark goddess is going within and studying yourself and figuring out what, answering some questions for yourself. What do I think about this? What do I think about that? You know, and go research those things, and so you can figure out who and what you want to be. You don't have to mold into this box or be labeled by somebody else. And I'm bringing this up because there was a post. I'm bringing this up for several different reasons. But I put a video on YouTube recently that I don't know if everybody got a chance to listen to the video and the point I was trying to make. And y'all know here, if y'all listen to the, you know what my standpoint is on who God is. And I don't make no qualms about it. The black woman is God. She was the original being. She was first on, you know, here on this soil, you know, on this planet. And I don't move from that position, but I also don't try to push my viewpoints on other people. You know, if they ask me questions, I share. I don't try to push that on people. But at the same time, I don't think it's feasible for me to address the black man as God. Because if I'm going to address any being as a supreme being or a deity or something like that, you're going to have to produce some type of qualities that show such things. And so I got a little clip for y'all to listen to. Shout out to everybody in the chat room. Peace, Miss India. I just saw you pop up in the chat room. So I want right quick, I want y'all to pay close attention to the clip I'm about to play, so you will have a little bit of context on where I'm coming from. So we're going to play the clip right quick, and we'll be right back. Days ago, there's a sister that posted a question, and the question was, do you honestly, and she put honestly in caps, believe that the black man is God? And of course, the first day, it was about, at the end of the day, it was about 30-something comments, and then the second day, I happened to check, because I get notifications when people make comments on posts that I made a comment on. So I checked, and the second day it was about 60-something comments. Later on that night it was like 80-something comments. I'm like, wow. You know, and of course I was actively participating in the discussions. I posted 3 or 4 comments, you know, up until that point. So it looked as though, you know, some of the sisters were coming very strong in terms of what their belief was, or what they knew. Rather, I'm not going to say believe what they knew in terms of, you know, answering that question. And some of the brothers, you know, were kind of strong, too, and it was a respectful conversation. I won't say that it was not respectful. But I came in today, coming home, you know, and I'm trying to check my email, you know, to handle some business and to, you know, send some information out to the sisters and everything. And I look, and there's 135 comments, 135 now, actually 137 comments on a question that was posted 3 days ago. Whoa. So I go on and I look to see what's happening, and I only check the last page of comments, and I'm totally blown away at how much time and effort is being put into the responses by the men. Okay, and I'm shocked at, you know, two or three of the comments that were listed by the sisters. And so I started to write a response to the post, but a part of why I was shocked at what I saw on Facebook was because so many people were taking so much time to respond to this and beating around the bush instead of just answering the question onto this. And so I'm going to post this on YouTube, and of course, you know, it'll end up. All right, hold on, y'all. I'm sorry. I saw a couple of comments in the chat room about the volume being a little low, so I'll try to turn it up. Hold on 1 minute. Let me know if this is too loud or if it's all right. Well, 3 days ago, there's a sister that posted a question, and the question was, do you honestly, and she put honestly in caps, believe that the black man is God? And, of course, the first day, it was about, at the end of the day, it was about 30-something comments. And then the second day, I happened to check, because I get notifications when people make comments on posts I made a comment on. So I checked, and the second day, it was about 60-something comments. Later on that night, it was like 80-something comments. I'm like, wow. You know, and, of course, I was actively participating in the discussion, so I posted 3 or 4 comments, you know, up until that point. So it looked as though, you know, some of the sisters were coming very strong in terms of what their belief was, or what they knew, rather. I'm not going to say belief, what they knew in terms of, you know, answering that question. And some of the brothers, you know, were kind of strong too, and it was a respectful conversation. I won't say that it was not respectful. But I came in today, coming home, you know, and I'm trying to check my email, you know, to handle some business and to, you know, send some information out to some sisters and everything. And I look, and there's 135 comments. 135 now, actually 137 comments on a question that was posted 3 days ago. Whoa. So I go on and I look to see what's happening, and I only check the last page of comments, and I'm totally blown away at how much time and effort is being put into the responses by the men. Okay? And I'm shocked at, you know, two or three of the comments that were listed by the sisters. And so I started to write a response to the post, but a part of why I was shocked at what I saw on Facebook was because so many people were taking so much time to respond to this and beating around the bush instead of just answering the question onto this. And so I'm going to post this on YouTube, and of course, you know, it'll end up on Facebook and see what, you know, what, I really don't even care what anybody's response is to what I have to say. I don't care whether you agree with it. I don't care if you don't agree with it. I don't care. But I'm not going to sit back and not speak on things when I see them happening. I'm just not going to sit back idly by and just don't say anything. So with that being said, this is what I have to say about that post and different things that I find are happening. And they happen everywhere, but this is really more specific to the conscious community, because it seems that in the conscious community, the conscious community says that they're aware of things that the average black people don't see because their supposedly eyes are closed shut, and they just don't see because they're not aware, they're not conscious. But it seems to me like a lot of things that are going on in the conscious community revert right back to Christianity, the things that they're, you know, the way of thought, if you will. Anyway, I'm not going to get into all that right now. Right now, what I'm going to address is this particular post. And so this is my final response. Anyway, in looking at this post, it's just ironic that brothers are famous for dancing around a question. This is obviously the hottest club on Facebook, or YouTube for that matter, because the two-step that a lot of y'all brothers are doing shows that you ain't God, a supreme being, or a creator by any stretch of the imagination. Why can't you just answer the question yes or no and provide a basis for your answer that is rooted on something other than metaphysical jargon or a defeatist, last resorted response of, well, you can't have one without the other, so it's down. You are God until you can't prove it, and then it becomes balanced. It's real funny. Why can't we have an open and honest discourse about our condition in our community without always blaming what the issues we have as being external issues? Why do we have to always bring up the external issues? And I'm not saying that racism and the prison industrial complex and all of these other things don't exist, but what I'm saying here is that we have a lack of acknowledging the internal issues. And see, we have internal issues that most of our people don't want to touch. We need to talk about what's going on right now. Because right now, black women do everything to hold everyone down, and we have done it for generations, even holding brothers down that don't deserve it. Over 75% of black women are heads of households in our community. And this applies to the black and brown community, might I add. And this is not anything new. So stop it right there with that, you know, back in the 60s and the 70s, the man put a plan in place, you know, and then the women trying to be independent. That's an old and tired explanation that I often hear at this point in the conversation when I bring this up. Black women, you know, we have continued to love you, black man, while you proclaim yourself to be God, but does nothing that a God, quote unquote, would do for the creations they have made. If you are God, black man, grow some food. Create food programs in our community on your own. Heal the sick or assist the elderly people in our community. And by the way, the food program that I'm referring to, by growing food and creating a food program on your own, I'm saying do it on your own. Don't refer back to the sisters to set the program up and then make it seem like you, the Black Panthers, did the program, but the sisters ran it and organized it. That really means that the sisters did it. At least these are things that I think, you know, God would do. God would make a way out of no way to provide for his or her creations, right? Would a supreme being, God, or creator speak out about atrocities happening amongst his or her creation? Why are black men not doing something when black women are being brutally beaten or abused? Why aren't black men standing up to their brothers when they assault black women in any shape or form? Show God's mother some respect. This includes your daughters, sisters, cousins, nieces, aunts, etc. You know, from my point of view, there seems to be some hidden agreement amongst the brotherhood to literally be motherfuckers every chance you get. The horrible thing is this agreement is hidden in plain sight. How many of you are engineers, plumbers, electricians, auto mechanics? How many of you are learning and applying sustainable living options for our community, building homes in our community? A lot of you have skills and deferred dreams, but most of you won't act on those until a sister motivates you to do something about it. Whether this sister is your mother, your actual sister, your girlfriend or mate, wife, daughter, we are your motivators, whether you want to admit it or not. After all, you don't want to work for the man, so why don't you do something about it instead of complaining? Why don't you create your own streams of income? And I applaud those of you who have. Now, the other thing I want to touch on is, you know, since the black man is God in this particular scenario, I'm going to continue my line of questioning to God. Why is God such a bitch? Why is God always walking out when the pressure is too much to bear? Most women don't have the option of walking away and saying, fuck it, I don't feel like being God. I mean, I don't feel like a mother today. We don't have a get-out-of-responsibility card to use at our discretion. If you are God, black man, why can't I find you when you're needed? But when you need some pussy, you are omnipotent and omnipresent then. If you are God, black man, why do you have to rape women when you can't willingly get what you want? Do you understand that men or people or women imitating to be men are the only thing on the planet that rapes? Even animals don't rape. If you are God, why can't I find you when I need your ass? Better yet, why aren't you providing what I need before I ask for it? Because after all, you are God, so you should be all-knowing, right? Right. If you're all-knowing, you should be setting this up before I ask. I shouldn't have to ask for nothing. You know, the positive attributes of the things that God would do, or any concept of the Supreme Being, black men aren't doing. Most black men aren't doing. I'm not going to speak for all, but most of them aren't doing. And see, the things that are being done in our community for the most part, these are clear attributes of a coward. Cowards that can't even admit why, when they've done something wrong, to save their life. Why can't you just admit you fucked up as a collective and get yourself together, do what needs to be done, and participate in uplifting our people by assisting the creative force in our home, community, and universe? And you can simply do this by asking her, what can I do, and then actually following up and doing it instead of making excuses. Now, on the same post that prompted me to make this video, it's over 137 comments on there. Why is it that only 4 or 5 men at most, and that is a stretch, within the post, only 4 or 5 of them agreed that black women has and continue to be the savior of our people? And I'm using the word savior, you know, lightly, but you know what I mean by that. Man, she is not even in her original or rightful place. Why is it that you seem to fight more on, why is it that you seem to fight us more than your supposed oppressor? Why does it seem that you, yes, you black man, you listening to this video, why does it seem that you fight us on this very topic here about who's God, when this conversation isn't feeding any babies? This conversation is not keeping our women and children out of harm's way. And ironically, in most cases, it's you black man who is harming our women and children. I'm tired of being nice and sitting around while people pontificate and use extravagant words that mean absolutely nothing. Answer these questions. Otherwise, don't say shit. If you are one of our sacred black men who does show and prove the positive attributes that could possibly attribute it to God, and you acknowledge God's mother, the black woman, I salute you, and I say thank you. On a side note, I really should not have to say thank you for doing what you are supposed to do anyway. We don't generally, as women, get accolades or praise for going above and beyond the call of communal duty. In the side note, you would know if you are one of these men because you won't get mad at what I said, and you won't walk around huffing and puffing trying to find a way to line dance or two-step around the comments or the statements I've made here. And again, if the shoe fits, wear it. Brothers, I love you. But if my words have pissed you off, then good. I'm on task once again. And I'm not going to make it comfortable for you to continue with your actions without speaking out. Black women have to get used to speaking out. And don't be afraid when they say, oh, she a mad black woman, she just mad. Yeah, I am a mad black woman. I have every damn right to be mad. I have a right to want to set the record straight about who is doing what and how and when and where in our community, because it affects me directly. I have that right, and I would not allow you or anyone else to tell me that I don't. Just to be clear and set the record straight, in case you missed the previous sisters on various videos on YouTube and various comments on Facebook and websites, this is a new day. Either you will get in line and work with the black women who are moving, with or without you, and be a part of the solution, or move the hell out of the way because you are definitely part of the problem. But those are the only two options you have. Take your pick. Now, I am upset and disappointed with our black men, but I must address some other housekeeping items before I leave you this evening with this video. To the sisters that are upholding this bull by allowing our men to act like they are doing something when they surely are not, I have a few questions for you, sis. Do you recognize when you agree and co-sign with actions that are not conducive to our community that you are also part of the problem? Why do you allow black men to separate us and use us to divert attention from the real issues? Why do you allow a man to say anything about your sister without checking him on it if he's being disrespectful? Don't you realize when he's making a comment about one, he's really talking about all, even though it may seem that he's not? What more motivation do our men have to actually do what is required of them when we ain't actively requiring much as a collective? Where are your standards? Why are you willing to accept just having a man around just to say you got one when he has not qualified his position in your life? Why is he not required to bring his share of resources to the table, but you are? Why is he worshiping at your temple without bringing offerings? And sisters, you know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm referring to. This video right here that you're listening to is an active request, better yet a demand, for all parties involved to do a self-check and pull your skirt down. Stop tripping and do what is required or shut up. Plain and simple. Deuces.
Well, there you have it. I know that video was a little long-winded, but after seeing 137 posts on a question about if the black man is God and the black man, oh, come on, are you fucking serious? I am just tired of being nice. Now, the reason for the show today is that very last part on that clip I just played. It's a whole lot of women out there coming in the guise of sisterhood and trying to say they are for the community and for the, you know, the sisters and trying to do this and trying to do that. But then they do fake-ass shit and backstabbing shit to hurt other women. Now, it's different, you know, because me, I think everybody should be able to do what they will, you know what I'm saying? But it's different if you're saying you coming in sisterhood, but then you going around screwing other people men. And you know that that man has a woman, but you say you stand for sisterhood. It's different if you say you're in sisterhood and then you're being disrespectful to those women who are supposed to support you. It's different if I say, you know, I'm a solitary dark goddess, and right now at this point in my life I'm single, I don't want any men, and I want to have sex with no strings attached. If I make that known to everybody I deal with, then hey, why not? I have the right to do what the hell I want to do. I don't have to, you know, I don't have to explain myself to nobody or nothing like that. The problem is we keep bringing these old ideologies from, you know, mainly men who trying to tell us what a goddess is supposed to be. This is what a good black woman does. This is what a goddess does. Who the fuck gave you the right to tell me what the hell I am? Who gave you the right to tell me any daggone thing? And we pay too much attention to what these men think, and then these sisters that keep supporting these men, that's a split in the rogue sisterhood. I know y'all have heard us talk about, you know, everything was based on matriarchy, and then the question is, well, if the, you know, if the men, if the men are going to be bringing matriarchy down or what have you, or going against their mother, then what happened? Well, what happened is that you had two sets of sisters. You had one part of the sisterhood that, you know, that were true matriarchs, and they were trying to treat everybody equally, but they realized that the men was trying to usurp their power. But then you had the other set of sisters that went with the men and went against their sisters to usurp their sisters' power because they would have rather be up under some men's nuts. And if that's what you want to do, that's fine. But don't get mad at me for coming out and telling the truth about that shit. Don't get mad at me because I don't co-sign on what you say. And don't think that I don't see what the hell you're doing to people. And if the shoe fit, wear it. If you're getting sensitive, I don't give a fuck. It applies to you, then fuck it. Oh, well. If you don't like what I'm saying, I don't care. Don't send me no emails. Don't call me with no bullshit because I don't want to hear that motherfucking shit. I'm tired of people walking around faking and fronting and posing and shit. I'm fucking tired of it. And no, I'm not sitting around using, you know, big-ass words or acting like I'm not mad. Hell yeah, I'm mad. Because we can't get shit done, and black women can't even trust each other because it's other black women walking around, you know, stabbing people in the back. I mean, why don't people just be upfront about what it is that they're trying to do? That's what I don't understand, because, I mean, I'm going to be upfront with mine. I tell everybody who listens to my radio shows to research and read everything. You do not have to agree with what I said because you are your own person, and I'm damn sure my own person. anyway, Lynn, I'm going to get off this rant for a minute. Your line is open. If there are sisters on the line or that want to call in and make a comment or participate with the discussion, feel free to call in, 646-716-7675. Lynn, before you say anything, I do need to give my my disclaimer right quick.
All right, go right ahead.
This is a Goddess public service announcement. If you have virgin ears and can't take the heat, please change the web browser or skip to the next podcast. In doing so, you do both of us a favor. We do not stroke egos, nor will we debate about who God is, as we are fully aware of who she is. What we will do is give you info and resources for you to do your own research. Please be advised that you are free to speak your mind and voice your opinions, but do understand that we reserve the right to disagree with your ass. All rights reserved. On that note, enjoy the show. We will now return you to your regularly scheduled program.
Yeah. It's a new day, and I'm not playing with nobody, and I'm not coming across real nice. I'm speaking my mind on everything that comes to my mind. Don't call me with no bullshit talking about why am I cursing like that or why I'm playing a certain type of song or why I'm portraying certain things on Facebook. I'm going to do what the fuck I want to do, and I don't give a fuck if you like it because your bitch ass ain't paying no bills over here. Understand that. And don't think because people young that they dumb. I'm getting tired of this stupid-ass bullshit, people walking around thinking and posing and wanting fucking followers and shit. The fuck is that all about? Can't nobody think for their goddamn self up in this motherfucker? Damn. Oh, okay. Whew, okay. All right. I'm going to breathe for a minute, y'all. I'm hoarse because I'm pissed off, y'all. I'm tired. I am tired of the bullshit. Lynn.
Yes, ma'am.
Say something. I'm pissed, yo. I'm pissed. And you damn right. Thank you, Phoenix. These fucking renegade-ass women that are, they pretty much, they might as well be the same as the patriarchal men. And you have to, you know, discern who you dealing with. You can't just trust everybody that come in the guise of sisterhood or come in the guise of goddess.
And
you
that
have
right
to label
there.
Them. Go ahead, sis.
No, that's all I had to say. That's the key point. That's basically the basis for the whole show. You have to discern who you're dealing with because there have been and always will be fake-ass women or FABs, fake-ass bitches, as I like to call them. I mean, they always will be. They're going to smile in your face, and they might even have your back to a certain extent. But the whole time, they're really not with you. And to me, that's even more dangerous than the hating, than somebody just hating on you, because these women make you feel like you are safe with them. And then when you really need them, when the shit hits the fan, that's when they not only do they not have your back, but they can set you straight up.
Exactly. That's the dangerous thing right there. The dangerous thing is anybody, no matter what shape, form, gender, color, they try to come to you as a friend or as a sister or I'm a brother and I got your back or whatever they come to you as, and they not real. You have to allow a testing period with people. Sometimes that shit might be 2 weeks. Other times it might be 2 years. But you always keep a mental note and mark the motherfuckers when they do shit wrong. And you ain't got to address it right away. But the point is, you need to keep a mental note. Oh, okay, so that's what that bitch doing? Okay, then. I got you, player. I got you. You know, I'm just tired. I'm tired of the fake people. I'm tired.
And they do need to be called out, and we do need to know who they are because it's a problem. They in the way. It's a problem. You have sisters, you know, as was said in the chat room, you know, everybody has been hurt through something or has gone through something. And when you have a group of women who are coming together, healing each other, trying to do right by each other, looking out for each other, trying to get that sisterhood going again, to get that sister circle tight, and you have that one rogue chick in there who then is going to basically be the weak link. You have someone who is trying to heal, and they reach out to trust a woman. That could seriously damage that woman even worse when, you know, when she reaches out to trust somebody and it's a fake-ass bitch. That's a problem. And when we find those, the sisterhood needs to. That's why we need the sisterhood circle, so we can get the word down the line that that's who this chick is. She is not to be trusted. She is not really on the team. She needs to be put on the bench.
On the bench? No, don't put that bitch in the bench. Put that hoe in the dugout. Bitch. Bitch means she might get called back to the field. Fuck that. If I call that bitch on the field, my machete coming out straight up, yo. I'm tired of dealing with fake ass people. I don't have time for you in my life. And if you call my phone and leave a message and you don't get no damn response, well, let me rephrase that, because sometimes I don't check my voicemail. If you text me and you don't get no response, then you one of them fake ass bitches and consider yourself in the fucking dugout, and don't get mad at it. Move the fuck on, because I have.
But it goes back to discernment, having your stuff together so that you can pick up on these women. And then too, sometimes some of them are really, really good. Some of them you might not be able to discern. But that's why we then have the universe on our side that brings these chaotic times in our life where we're confused and we don't know what's going on, and it seems like, you know, everything's going wrong and all types of shit is breaking down and all kinds of problems are coming up. But those are blessings in disguise. That is when everything is shaking. There's a storm coming, and what you're supposed to do in those times, instead of worrying and crying and wondering why everything is going wrong, what you're supposed to be doing is looking around you and seeing who is steady, who still got your back when everything is going wrong, who is still there for you. Those are the real.
And see, the thing is, you also got to watch out for. You want strong women around you. And what I mean by that is, if I'm doing something that's screwed up and this sister's supposed to be, you know, close to me, and she'd be like, yo, you know, I know you're your own woman, you make your own choices, but I can't even let you do this without saying, you know, giving you my point of view. Now, I may not do what she tells me to do, but the point is, she told me. She said something to me. The other thing you got to look for is these bras that claim, you know, they're your sister, they did that in the third, and as soon as somebody says something about you, just that quick, their opinion of you changed, and they done kicked you out of the in crowd because their opinion of you changed because of what somebody else said. If you that fucking weak, I'm glad you gone, bitch. Deuces.
Gotta shake out those weak links. That's the problem.
I see a question in the chat room that's going to make for a good conversation here. The question is, I like to know what the role is for the dot goddess and identifying them from the gate. The issue isn't new, so how can they sneak past the dark goddess? See, this is the thing, and I'm going to answer this from my own personal experience. The problem is, when you first come into goddess, especially when you come in through the conscious community, like I did, I mean, I always knew there was sacred feminine, but I really got into it by really seeing how the men in the conscious community treat the women, okay? And so when you first hear about goddess, goddess is taught to you from a motherhood perspective and make sure you cook the food and clean the house and do this for the man. And, you know, your highest mission in life is to be a wife and have children. Well, that's only one, two, you know, maybe two or three aspects of the divine feminine. And if you're just doing light worker stuff, meaning you just, you know, healing people and just being nice and just extending your hand out to people, you know, that's one thing. And you got yourself open to be used. And so that's how people can sneak past you, because you're not accessing your dark side. The dark side doesn't necessarily mean something evil or bad, but it can be. Because, see, this is the thing. I'm the nicest person you want to know, but when you cross me, I'm the most evil bitch you will ever see. And that's the thing. That's light and dark. That's balancing myself out. That's because I'm going to be nice, but when I see you cross me wrong, I'm not going to keep letting you kick my ass. I'm not going to keep letting you use me. And see, that's the part I didn't have, because that, I didn't have it at first until I got burned a couple of times by sisters saying that they, you know, just want to be there. You know, we sisterhood, we this, we that. And then you get burned. And ironically, you almost always get burned when a nigga is involved. You almost always get burned when a dude is involved, or when that sister wants to be the one with all the control, or she wants to get all the attention and she can't handle another powerful sister around her. I want all powerful women around me because that keeps me on task. And when I see somebody that might be weak, I'm going to give her some information, you know, to tighten her up so she can, you know, because if she a link in the chain, I can't, why would you want her strong? Why would you want her weak? You want the whole chain to be strong. You don't want her being weak and letting people use her. Because then she's going to be calling you all up in your ear crying and shit all the time. I got other stuff to do. I'm going to talk to you, you know, the first couple of times to try to help you out. But after that, what can I do if you're just going to let her use you? Or if you're just going to let him use you? At some point, you have to learn to protect yourself. And that's the part of Dark Goddess that you got to get into. Dark Goddess is about addressing your fears and facing your fears and not allowing that to control you and realizing that you need to protect yourself, and it's not okay to let people just use you. It's not okay to let people talk to you any kind of way and mistreat you. Y'all remember when we was little and they had those cartoons, and whenever a person was thinking something in their head, the angel, the white angel would pop up on one side, and then the red devil would pop up on the other side, and it was like two different things being said to that person? Well, God and the devil is the same thing. And what I mean by that is those two angels that was popping up in those cartoons on the shoulders, those were two different aspects of your personality. One part of you said, you know what, let's just do the golden woo, do unto others as they do unto you, just, you know, turn the other cheek, don't worry about it, let's just go on. And then the other side was like, oh, no, you going to let that bitch get away with that shit? You would just let her say that to you? You going to let her do that to you? Oh, no, the hell she didn't. And so you have to decide, and you have the right to decide whichever way you want to use it. But the point is, you can't keep denying the quote-unquote dark side of yourself or the quote-unquote devil or quote-unquote evil side of yourself, because that side of you is there for a reason, because that serves as a part of it's a protection mechanism that don't allow you to be used by people. And that's the thing that people, when they come into this goddess circle through the conscious community, they're not being taught that. But they are women who are using it, but not teaching it to them, and those women that know that are using the other women. And that's how you are able to sneak past a person that considers themselves or call themselves goddess or is really sincere about sisterhood, but then the other people aren't. I don't allow people to take me as a fool.
Mm-hmm.
But you also have to know that it's strength in people thinking you dumb. It's strength of people thinking you dumb. I like it when people think I'm dumb. But then, you know, you got them women that, you know, them women and the men whose bark is louder than they bite. They talk a whole lot. They sound real strong. They do this and that, and they run their mouth, you know, and sound real strong. But when the stuff come down to it, they not really about shit. I don't bark that much. But the bite is terrible. I don't you know, let people know. I don't hand people the cards that I'm dealing with. You would never know what I know, and I can be talking to you. I could have been talking to you yesterday, and I could know some things that'll tell me you a snake-ass motherfucker, but I may not tell you that. I'm not going to tell you that. I'm going to play it off cool, and I'm going to be making the mental notes, and I'm going to be, you know, keeping my eye on you. I'm an observer. I'm not going to address nothing until I know it's certain. And that's how everybody got to be. You can't just think that everybody is out, you know, to be cool with you, even though they say they are. You have to look at what people do. And if your spirit is telling you something not right with that person, you can't keep passing it off. If somebody do something that don't rub you the wrong way, you need to address it and be like, yo, what was this? Don't be scared to say something to somebody when you don't feel like you're being treated right. And that's that I'm a light worker type stuff. And nothing's wrong with being a light worker, but you need to understand that there's a point where you have to access that dark side to make sure that you're protected and that you don't allow people to just treat you any old kind of way. Now, I see a lot of comments and everything in the chat room. Y'all go ahead, call in. Let me know what y'all feel about, you know, anything I said, anything y'all heard today on the radio show, what have you. 646-716-7675. Press 1 on the switchboard. And the thing is, doing what I do, trying to work with women, trying to give women resources so they can, you know, study, you know, any and everything they want to study so we can really unravel this thing and understand that we, as black women, are manifestations of the Great Mother, okay? And so we're in everything. We're in every religion. We're in all these private and secret societies. But when you come, and I keep having to reference the conscious community because I came out of that community because of how the women were being treated. And in that community, they try to tell you don't listen to this type of music, don't pay attention to this type of people, dress this way, do that, eat this. You know, it's just a whole bunch of constrictions and everything. And that community claims that they're aware and awakened and that they've come out of Christianity and all these other religions. But when you look at it, the set of restrictions and the guidelines are pretty much the same. So how the hell are you different? And what the hell is your definition of being awakened and aware? What the fuck are you aware of? All right, we have a – Lynn, do you have anything else to add right quick before I open up this line? We have a caller.
No, go ahead and go to the caller.
All right, area code 616.
Hi, this is Lisa. Can you hear me now? Is that better?
Yes.
Okay. I was going to say
turn your speakers all the way down.
All the way down. Okay, hold on. How's that? Is that better?
Okay. Yeah, that's good.
Okay. Okay, because I'm on my cell phone.
Okay.
What I was going to say is that I agree with you, and I really appreciate this call because I was one of those people that didn't really know how to read people, and people would take advantage of me. And so, you know, my mom would say, you know, Lisa, you have to learn how to read people because everybody is not like you are. And it took me a long time to really understand that. But then when I started standing up for myself, then, you know, that was another side. People didn't know how to take that side of me. And so,
right.
You know, I just wanted to say to let some of the women on the call know that at some point, you know, you would get beat down if you don't start standing up for yourself. And it is just better to be honest than just playing along with people because it's really not going to get you anywhere. I'd rather a person tell me that they don't agree with me and that they don't like me than
pretend to be in my face and stuff like that all the time and smiling all the time. And I run into a lot of women who does that. And so I've just had to learn over time just to kind of be by myself, because at the end of the day, you'll find out who's really in your corner and who's not in your corner. Because as soon as something happens, you know, you'll have those supportive people, and it'll be a surprise to you. You know, and you think, you know, I've talked to so-and-so every single day. They haven't even called and checked on me and things like that. So that's all I have to say.
All right. Thank you for calling in and sharing that for certain. All right. Queenie Fama, how you doing, sis?
And I'm telling you, for the damn longest.
What you say?
I was on the line for the damn longest. Then I had to hang up at around 7:58 because I was getting ready to do, you know, upload to my show, wondering why my shit wouldn't load and shit. Well, I hadn't even scheduled a damn show. So I had to go and schedule a show for 8:30, which means I got to go to bed at 10:30 today. I'm really fucking upset about that. But that's my fault. That ain't nobody's fault. Peace to all the gods in the chat room, God damn it. And I know exactly what you're talking about. Seek wisdom, God. Seek wisdom. And it's because, see, motherfuckers want somebody to follow their goddamn ass. And I'm going to tell you something. I ain't never been a bitch that follow any motherfucker body. I walk with you. But I sure in the fuck ain't going to bow down to you and follow you or none of that shit like that. And I think that's the goddamn problem, is that people won't follow them. I don't want no motherfucking following me either. Okay, that's, you know, that, I mean, outside of a fucking Twitter or some shit like that where they say follow me on Twitter and shit like that. Outside of that, I don't need no posse. I don't need no motherfucking body. I ride all by myself. And that's just the bottom line. But when I form an allegiance in a sisterhood, a goddom, a queendom, or whatever, I'm your sister, bottom line. And what I understand about this whole thing called patriarchy is that we all play a part in that. And that's something that I think that as a woman, I had to look at as to, you know, first of all, who in the fuck I was, and secondarily, why I was in the position I was as a human being on the planet. And so I think that a lot of times we fall into this theological teaching that even those of us who call ourselves conscious or this supposedly conscious community that we align ourselves with is that it's still based on some shit of a woman coming from man, and that woman is a fucking help meet to men, and that is just not the original purpose for us being here on this planet, nor is it accurate or true. And I think that understanding that and doing your research in that will lead you to discover that you are not the help meet to anyone. As a matter of fact, it's actually the other fucking way around when you do your damn research. But you have to research it. And so what I've learned in my associations with the goddamn is that I had to do the research. You and other sisters have presented information to me, but, you know, I don't take no goddamn body's word for nothing. And I have to do the research on my own. And so my spirit is what I listen to and what makes sense and what doesn't make sense to me. You know, because at the end of the day, I am who I have to live with on a 24/7 basis. So when I see sisters that I people my real early, you know, whether they want to be worshipped or bowed down to or, you know, held up. And that's the problem. That's the main problem why patriarchy has risen to the point that it has, is that there were women, you know, in the beginning who desired this particular form of worship from another human being. And I think, for me, that is the problem. God says jealous-ass motherfuckers. Bottom line, just jealous-ass people. You know what I'm saying? And I see this all the time. That's part of your human nature, which is part of the process of what was created in mythology or the Egyptian mythology of Ma'at, is that you have to have control of, first of all, your own thoughts, and secondarily, your own actions. So, you know, I try not to look for other people for validation, but I think this is what we have when we have this worship thing, is that we're always looking outside of ourselves for validation. Do I want people to think good things of me? Of course I do. But do I really care what they think? Hell no. Because I'm going to keep on doing what I do, and I'm going to keep on trying to be the best individual or the best human being that I can on the planet. Now, if you don't like me, because, you know, people dislike folks for various reasons. You know, they don't like the way you wear your hair. They don't like the way you talk. They don't like the sound of your voice. They don't like, you know, the types of shoes you wear. All kind of bullshit. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, you ain't going to get liked by everybody 100. That's just the bottom line. You roll with who you can roll with, and those who don't, fuck them. I mean, that's just, that, you know, that's just, to me, the best way to deal in life, is that you just don't let other people dictate to you, you know, what you know is best for you. Because when you go to sit at a table and put a, some food in your mouth, guess who's shoveling it in? You. When you, when it comes to preparing it and getting it, guess who got to do that? You. So you can't depend on other people to make you feel good. Even though you like for people to like you, you got to realize that sometimes nobody is going to like you. As long as you like yourself, for me, that's good enough. But, you know, it's just this whole thing and coming into the falsity of sisterhood under the guise of being somebody's leader or trying to, you know, be just the light post, a guide post for everybody to follow you. You know, people will lead you straight to hell. Their hell. I don't want to go to nobody else's hell. If I'm going to hell, it's going to be my own goddamn hell. Trust me. You know what I'm saying? So I understand your frustration, because I listened to the show from about maybe the first few minutes that it was on, and I sensed your frustration, you know, in the fact that people trying to dictate to you, you know, what you're supposed to do and how you're supposed to be in the so-called fucking sisterhood. You know what I'm saying? And for the matter of the hood shit, see, there's always some motherfucker want to be the leader of the hood. You know what I'm saying? There's no fucking leader in the hood. You know what I'm saying? It's just what it is, and we support one another in our various ideologies and support one another in our very eyes. I do not castigate another sister because she's a Christian, a Muslim,
don't believe
in fucking God at all, wear a toupee, wear a wig, wear a hair straight, wear purple, all different fucking colors. I really don't give a damn as long as I see that sister demonstrating that she is trying to be right to other human beings and herself as well. I don't try to, you know, and even though I fall for those, you know, it's just a characteristic of a human being, but you got to check yourself all the time, and that's what it's about, you know, because we're being indoctrinated so many ways as to what's right and what's wrong, and oh, she's not conscious because she eat a piece of bacon, or that motherfucker over there ain't conscious because they eat meat, or this one's not aware or conscious because
right.
they go to church, or, you know, or this one goes to the mosque, she wears a hijab, or whatever. You know, we judge people by all of these fucking things, you know what I'm saying? And it's not our fucking place to act to judge people based on their exterior. Now, I'm going to tell you, I will judge your ass when you come in my circle because you're an influence to me.
Thank you.
But it's not a judge as a way as, oh, because you got on this, I'm not going to like it. Oh,
right.
Because you say that, you know, that's your fucking opinion. I'll let you have your goddamn opinion, but I'll be damned if I let you tell me that I can't have one, you know.
Right, and the thing here is, once you step into my personal space and you trying to, you know, be all up in my business, you know, or say that you come in the guise of sisterhood, or you trying to get close to me in terms of, you know, being a sister to me or being there for me, then, yeah, I have to look at you and see if you are a person of your word.
Right.
And if you're not a person of your word, then what the fuck? I mean, I can't trust you like that. And I'm not going to be trying to figure out if I can trust somebody, you know, if I can't trust you, I'm not going to deal with you. Or if I do deal with you, I'm going to use what the fuck I'll use you for what the hell I need to get from you, and then I'm going to be ghost. And don't get mad at me for doing that, because obviously that's what the fuck you're here for. And on that note, I do want to open up a 706 caller.
Hey, this is Donna Colleon. How you doing,
hey,
Black Woman Queen? I find me in the building. You know,
hey,
what's funny
is
I was looking for Queen Show. Come on your show, Queen on your show.
Oh, baby, my I had to schedule at 8:30, but I'll be there on point at 8:30. And what I got to bring is this. It's definitely in conjunction with this. Okay.
Oh, that's what's
Definitely.
Don, could you say something for me, please?
Oh my God.
Lift your neck.
Okay.
Y'all so damn stupid.
Okay. Well, one more time.
You crazy.
Say it again, Don.
Lift your nuts. Y'all so
right, wait, hold on, y'all. I know everybody like, huh? We just went from fake ass bitches to lift your nuts. On a side note, we was on another show the other day, and somebody told us about some. Y'all, I'm gonna be honest with y'all. Somebody said something about some dick cheese. I was like, what the fuck is dick cheese? What the hell is that? And so then they just started talking about how some men don't have good hygiene. And then Don said,
lift your nuts.
Clean under them nuts,
man. Clean your nuts.
Now, while we're on lifting nuts, it's some sisters that be hanging on with some nuts. So what was you saying about that, sis?
Nut hangers. No, I'm just kidding. You know what, though?
They're more like nut huggers.
You know what the issue is with most sister circles is that, you know, in sister circles, there's always something that comes in between a sister's bond that breaks the bond. And it's 9 times out of 10, it's always a man. It's always a man, no matter what it is. It's always a man. So, I mean, that's how you can discern. And I also noticed that when you meet certain sisters, I don't give a damn, call them conscious or not, aphrodisiac broads, if you like it, don't even goddamn matter. But these broads, if you listen to a chick, she'll tell you who they are based on their experience. And most chicks' experience is that they don't give a damn. I mean, they could be your girl, but is dating another dude, you know, another girl's dude. That's a sign for you to look at and to know, you know, you don't need to even be chilling with broad. You can't even be, that bitch can't even be in your circle. Most of us fall victim in thinking that that's messed up. She's with another man, another chick's dude. But you have no idea if she'll do it to you. If she'll do it to she'll do it to you, boo-boo.
No, Don. She wouldn't do that to me because that's my sister. You know, we in a sister circle.
That's where we messed up.
That's how they think. Exactly. That's how they think.
You got to watch them.
It's some stank ass broads out there on the planet. They ain't right morally.
Right.
They sick minded.
Right.
They ain't shit off the rip. I don't give a damn. We can read the Bible, break it down. We can talk about the goddamn solar system. The bitch still ain't shit.
That's right. And you know what? I'm gonna tell you something. I've seen that phenomenon in the church. I've seen it in the so-called conscious community. I see that shit everywhere. Motherfuckers have a tendency to be able to forego all their fucking moral teachings when their motherfucking libido comes down. You see what I'm saying? I mean, they're all their convictions and shit go out the goddamn window. You got to be a stand-up bitch to stick to your fucking convictions and say, oh, he's attractive, but that's my sister's man. You know what I'm saying? You know, you got a damn near look at him like he your brother. That'll be
And you know, and here's the reality. Like a real bitch don't even see her girl dude attractive. And a real bitch can't even fuck behind her girl like that. A real bitch don't fuck behind her people. Like, what the fuck is
Hell
that
no.
shit?
Why would you want to fuck behind her, Rod?
I'm putting that shit on record today. All the real bitches in attendance, please stand up.
I'm standing
to attention, goddamn it. Mm-hmm.
You know,
since we haven't quote unquote church right now, I'm gonna pass the collection plate around, and I need everybody to put in collection those fake ass bitches that they crossed your ass. Go on ahead, I'm passing the bucket around. Put the bitches in the basket. Because it's the end of 2010.
I put about 10 of them.
Okay, it's the end of this fucking year, and these bitches gonna be left in this shit because next year I'm on some new shit. It's a new time, and bitch, you cross me, your ass is mine. Try me. I got you,
cuz. You know what, though? See, the thing is that, first of of all, see, for me, I don't even fuck with bitches like that. Second, because I'm going to peep your ass coming in the door. See, it's something about your spirit that reveals itself to you at the beginning. That's why I say people approach people with the representative first. But if you listen closely to what they're not fucking saying, if you listen to what they're not saying or read what they're not actually writing, you will be able to determine what type of motherfucker this really is, because they will fucking slip. You can't be a perfect representative. At some time, you're going to reveal who the fuck you really is, and it'll be a slip of the tongue or something like that.
Uh-huh.
Or you'll be able to peep a bitch in a setting. You'll see her cut an eye or do some shit, and you'll be like, oh, shit, there she go. But it'll be so fucking fast, your ass got to be on point to see bitches like that.
Yeah.
That's why, like you said earlier, you got to always have your motherfucking radar up. Your antenna got to always be up. Because we got to always watch. You know, it's just part of human nature. And we have to watch, you know, stuff for stuff like that.
A question was asked one time when, you know, we as women would say, you know, we don't trust no woman. We can't trust them. And then the question was asked from a man, you know, if y'all don't trust women, then why do you expect us to trust y'all? Y'all don't even trust each other.
Right. But you know what, though? I'm just reading in the chat room where they said you give them the benefit of doubt. The benefit of doubt.
Shit.
Listen. The benefit of doubt. What the fuck is doubt? I really don't know what the fuck you about. That's the benefit. You give them the benefit of fucking doubt. Yeah, I'm giving your ass the benefit of doubt, motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? You give them the benefit of doubt. That's true. You give everybody the benefit of doubt. I'm watching your motherfucking ass. There's some doubts about you. It's a benefit in giving some doubt about your motherfucking ass until you manifest what you really about.
I'm looking at the comment that Thunderbird just put in the chat room. It's been the so-called nice girls who did me wrong, so I don't even have any black female friends anymore. It's a shame because I like black women. This is the thing. If somebody always nice all the damn time and they never have any problems, you still talking to their representative, baby.
Right. And secondarily, I don't want no motherfucking friends. I want comrades. I want motherfuckers who have my back. That's what I want.
Yeah,
because a friend
will
do
dealing,
you in, baby.
If you still, I'm going to drop all the titles. If you're dealing with anybody and they always on their P's and Q's all the time, they never have no fucking problems, they always come to you, you know, they just never, and I'm not talking about personal problems, I'm talking about they never disagree with you. They just a day yes person. Yep, I agree with you. I agree with that.
I'm scared of them.
How the fuck I'm going to grow? How am I going to go around this bitch that won't even tell me when I'm wrong? I'm wrong, I want you. If you think I'm doing something wrong, tell me. I might not agree with you, but at least I want to hear your fucking opinion.
Exactly. And I won't get mad if it don't agree with mine.
Right. I ain't trying to call nobody out, but I'm going to just say something I noticed earlier that I always get people. Earlier in the chat room, somebody was in the chat room, and I played my new intro for the show, right? And so they heard one line out of a part of a song in my intro, and they picked that one line and was like, I'm going to get this bank any way that I do this shit. Well, banks are the reason that we fall down in Eurocentric, blah, blah. I was like, wait, hold on. It was a 4-minute and 9-second intro, and you pulled one line out of one song. You forgot the whole fucking point of the music I was playing. The whole point. And the thing is, when the fuck are you going to start thinking for yourself? When are you going to be able to use critical thinking skills?
But you know what? See, I didn't get what does she mean by bank? I mean,
the point is that people have become, you know, once they get rid of Christianity and all that other shit, they still religious. They just still
fucking religious.
And that's what I've actually watched, even in the conscious community. These motherfuckers are still religious fanatics.
They
in their mind, they truly believe that your way of life is still wrong if you just. You know what I'm saying? If you ain't meditating all goddamn day, if you ain't eating soy products and shit, something ain't fucking right with you. If you ain't wearing your hair natural all day, every day, you still ain't one of us. They still fucking religious fanatics.
It don't even fucking matter. And religious fanatics are people that don't want to see nobody fucking happy.
Exactly.
Period. That's what the fuck they are. They don't want you to be happy with you with that little one line in your damn song for your intro. They don't want that shit. They don't want you to talk about blackonomics and how to pull up and get together and start owning banks. They don't want that shit. You become a house nigga. They don't want you happy. They don't want you sending your baby to their fucking school and that your children are graduating and you happy because your babies can graduate. They don't like that shit either. They don't even want you being able to pick the most silky goddamn Remy hat for your head. They ain't happy for that.
Exactly.
They don't want you happy.
Well,
and these are the same motherfuckers, bitch or nigga, don't want you fucking happy in the name of consciousness. They don't want you fucking happy. They don't like your fucking music. They don't like the way you dress. They don't like the way you talk because you are too fucking happy with your shit.
That's right. That's dope, and that's like you feel it right there. You know what I'm saying? They said, okay, you know, you don't wear your hair natural, you wear your hair straight. So fucking what? That's your goddamn head. If you want to make the motherfucker purple and rainbow colored, that's your motherfucking business. Because we was talking about what's her name last night? What's that girl's name?
Nicki Minaj,
right? And so we was on a show, and the intent was to throw that sister under the motherfucking bus.
Friday night.
Right, and the shit was to really throw that sister under the bus, but sisters got on there and changed that whole motherfucking program around because that sister is doing what she got to do to make the money that she needs. So what she doing in her goddamn way? My thing is that you talk to your motherfucking children and you make sure that your children don't get no ass implants and tits implants and nose implants. But the bottom line was, why does she have to feel she has to do all that goddamn shit just so that she can make a decent fucking living? Now, let's talk about patriarchy, motherfuckers. Since y'all want to talk about white supremacy all the motherfucking time, let's talk about the granddaddy of it all. Let's talk about the system of patriarchy that makes a sister feel like she got to pump up her breath and pooch out her ass and all that motherfucking shit. Let's talk about that. No, y'all don't want to talk about that. You want to talk about all the bad image that is being presented to our young girl. Well, you got a young girl and you talk to the motherfucker and let her know that, nah, baby, you ain't even got to do that. That's a goddamn costume. That ain't how she look in real life, just like Bozo the Clown. You know what I'm saying? You ain't talking about Bozo the Clown perpetrate, are you? Hell no. So why you fucking with Nicki Minaj? Let her be who she gonna be. Make her money and keep it moving.
Now, Dawn, I already know you caught that question, so go ahead and got the comment, so go ahead and address it.
Oh, I didn't catch what? About the Remy hair?
No.
What?
You just said, who Nicki? Who Nicki?
Oh, yeah. Somebody says she's a swagger jacket. I was asking, were they talking about Nicki?
A swagger jacket? What's that?
Oh, well, a swagger jacker is somebody who's trying to duplicate what somebody else's
style. My show
style.
On, y'all. I got to go. I'll be back. My show on. I got to go. Back.
All right.
Back.
He's just simulcast with Queen.
Yeah, she goes simulcast.
I think that, like I said, my thing with Nicki is I like Nicki Minaj. I've always liked her. I just don't like her. I like her, but I just don't like her new music. I'm not feeling it. Maybe it's for the younger children. My daughters listen to it, and that's the thing. But, you know, as far as I like Nicki when Nicki was, you know what I'm saying, the jump off, when she was, you know, talking that shit on the jump off, the mixtape, when she was with Holiday and Deb, you know. And maybe because I like her because she was with Deb, because Deb and I are good friends. Maybe that's why. Maybe it's some personal shit. But, you know, I mean, that's all I got to say about Nicki Minaj.
Yeah, see, the thing about it is, it's just that it's crazy how it's supposed to be acceptable to us that everybody else gets to set the standard of beauty and the standard of what black women should be. And if you're aware and you're conscious, so-called, whatever the fuck that means, if you're part of that community, somebody else supposed to tell you what to wear and how beautiful you are. Why the fuck do we care what these niggas or these fake-ass bitches think about what we do? If you want to go outside and walk around bucket naked, hey, I'm for you. Just don't call me when you get your ticket for indecent exposure, you know. But I support you in what you're trying to do, though. I support that shit. Bitch, take your clothes off and go outside, goddammit. If that's what you want to do, fucking do this shit. Goddamn.
tired of all the guidelines and the standards. And I'm not, if I am the Alpha and the Omega and I'm God and I'm that which created everything, why the fuck do somebody else get to tell me any goddamn thing?
True. I agree.
You can have a difference of opinion, but you don't get to dictate what the fuck I do.
Agreed. I agree.
And I'm
going to
respect your opinion, and
shit.
You should be able to respect mine. But you don't get to tell me what I'm going to wear and what I'm going to do and what I should think. Fuck that shit. Fuck it.
Two bees in
That's
a bucket.
That's my quote
fuck
for
it.
Today. Fuck that shit.
Fuck it. Fuck it.
That's what I'm going to put
you
on Facebook. My
fuck
quote
it.
Is going to be fuck it. Yo, I'm going to keep that shit. I'm going to put the front of the shirt is going to say fuck that shit. And the back of that shit is going to say
lift your nuts.
Oh, thank you. That's right. The front of the shirt gonna say fuck that shit, and the back of the shirt gonna say live your nuts.
I think that.
And then I'm gonna have a hat on that say get Bucky naked. I'm going all out. Everything they said I was supposed to do, I'm going to do the opposite just because I fucking can't.
But you know what I think
and
it is? I think
good.
It's a hate now because it's a serious hate against black women now. I mean, you can tell
yeah.
the black women are rising in the ladder. Then you can hear niggas, men out of their mouths saying, black bitches spending their money on hair and shit. That's all they do. They spend their money on hair. I mean, like, what the fuck is your issue, nigga? Because we can? The fuck? I mean, I have to step back and look at the dude that got a problem with how a woman wears her shit. Meanwhile, because the community, when they talk, all they talk about is fucking Egypt, and the original Egyptians or the ancient Egyptians was wearing headdresses called wigs and weaves today.
Yes.
They created makeup that people are
Thank
wearing
you.
Today. So, you know, this is all, I mean, it's fucking bullshit. It's what I considered hypocrisy.
Right, it's the height of hypocrisy. You know, that's what a cosmetologist is. The cosmetologist is the person that just reflects what the fuck is in the cosmos. When you're looking at eyeshadow, you know, that's my field of profession. You know, when you're looking at the eyeshadow, you're looking at them crushing up malachite stones and using that to put green eyeshadow
that's right.
on. When you're looking at the coal on the eyeliner, all that stuff has symbolism and it meant something.
Break
they were
down,
mimicking
baby.
The cosmos and beautifying their body. Don't tell me what the fuck to wear. Kiss my ass.
That's right.
And even deeper
and they
want
to call it a European concept, and it's not.
It's
it comes straight from us. All that shit comes straight from us.
It's a European concept. It's a European concept. That's capitalistic. You ain't supposed to do that. You know, you need to go over here and just wear this shea butter.
Fuck a shea butter.
No, it's deeper than hypocrisy. It's also control. That's
fuck a shea butter.
Yeah, it is control though, and I do like shea butter on, you know, just you know, I like it, but you
shea
know,
butter burns
I like
out my skin. I use olive oil. I sell shea butter, but I don't use it.
Yeah, I sell it too, sis. There you go.
Yeah, I sell it.
Black,
I don't use
you know,
it. I sell black soap. Don't use
chemistry.
It.
Chemistry.com.
Yep.
Yeah, you know what? I had to stop using black soap too. You know, because I started using it because it was the African thing to do, but I realized that it.
Dried the shit out your skin, didn't it?
It dried the hell out of my damn skin. And so I came up with a formulation, a liquid black soap that, you know, I had to put different things, ingredients in it to help moisturize it, and it still cleans well. But the point is, I'm not going to use that shit just because Africa sell it. But y'all, and this is another thing I want to talk about. Do these people, these motherfuckers in the conscious community refuse to admit what the hell is going on in Africa. And not
think
all of us came from fucking Africa. I'm tired of y'all fucking lying. And this is age. Somebody on here may not agree with this, but if you're going to call everything European, be honest about it. We were the first people on the planet, and we peopled every space on the planet before any other beings were
That's
created.
Right.
And yeah, I said created.
That's right. Or made.
Yeah,
everybody
created,
else was
made. Yeah. Let me not use creation. Made.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so when people looking at a lot of these things and saying, oh, that's European, you can't really give a credit away to people that weren't even there. Not everything that was originally there was
done by, you know, quote unquote European people. Some of it, yeah, but not all of it. So I mean, why the hell can we refuse to address issues with, you know, within our own community? Because if we actually are forced to start cleaning our own house, then that's when you realize we got a lot of work to do within our house. As long as they keep you focused on racism, you don't realize that these motherfuckers is practicing sexism, and then your own fucking sisters is helping them.
That's true, though. I've acknowledged that, baby.
And you can't keep looking at, oh, I don't deal with that because that's Christianity. I don't deal with that because it's Islam. Oh, I don't deal with Hindu stuff because that's that Indian shit. And I don't know nothing about no Buddha stuff, because all of that shit came from us. We are the embodiment of the great black mama. It all came from us. No matter what picture, no matter what shade the goddess is on that picture, that is us. You have to study everything. You have to know symbolism.
Agreed. That's right now they're there.
And then when it's all done, you gotta lift your nuts. Y'all, I gotta make myself laugh, because, you know, this is some crazy. This is some, man. Just lift your nuts. Fuck it.
Lift your nuts. Lift your nuts, boss. Lift your fucking nuts. Lift your nuts. Lift them shits. Smell them. Smell your nuts.
Okay, there's a question in the chat room. Why are we in here having a bitch session about stuff that's our own fault? See, this is the thing. When you realize that you are God, you can no longer say the devil made me do it. And you can no longer say that I'm going to just leave it up to God. Because when you are God and you leave it up to God and you don't do shit about it, it's your fault.
Agreed.
Okay. So we have to become responsible and accountable for what we allow to happen. And so if I see people being treated, you know, sisters coming under the guise of sisterhood, and, you know, they doing things that are not, you know, not within who they say they're supposed to be, I'm not going to just sit there and not say nothing. Because if I don't say nothing, then that shit, I'm part of what they doing. I'm a part of them fucking other women over. And while everybody is free to do what the hell they want to do, don't lie about it. Don't say you for sisterhood if you really just want to be somebody's leader and you want to screw everybody's man and you want to, you know, take over everything everybody else wants to do. Just say, I'm good at being a leader, and this is what I choose to do. And maybe you gonna find some people that feel like they need to be led, but bitch, it ain't me.
Okay. Well, all right then.
Lynn, Dawn.
Yeah.
Let me look at the switchboard. I ain't look at the switchboard in a minute, but yeah, go ahead, sis. Go ahead, Lynn. Dawn.
Go ahead, Lynn. Go ahead, Lynn.
Girl, I'm still over here.
Whoa,
tripping
we
off.
Got. Go. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh no, I'm just listening to the conversation. I'm over here doing hair and all types of stuff, so I'm just listening.
Well, we have a caller on the switchboard. We got about 20 minutes remaining. I don't intend to go over tonight because I have a life and I love y'all, but I got other things to do. So we will be ending the show in the 20 minutes. I love y'all. I do, but, you know, y'all know how it is, you know, gotta, you know, try to figure out what I'm going to wear tomorrow because I need to be sexy on Monday, you know. Anyway, so let me get this caller. Area code 937, could you let us know who you are and what's good?
I'm sorry, I'm just listening. I mean, first one.
Okay, not a problem.
Well, I have I'm not sure that we covered
it.
My issue that we didn't discuss yet is these women that are so quick to turn on a sister. Once they're in the sister, and then you turn on your sister so quickly.
know, what this issue of, you know, as soon as, you know, as soon as Seek is not around, we're done, you know, because Seek, whatever, whatever, and then, so, you know, now we go ahead and ostracize Seek and push Seek out of the circle. What is this shit about?
Man, that's called some bullshit. That's called backwards pimping.
That is backwards pimping. Somebody
ain't.
That's some high school shit, yo. That's
yeah,
some,
and,
I'm
going to
be a bully
women,
and I'm going to ostracize you because you don't agree with my way of thinking and you can't think for yourself. Why? What? How old are you, Viv?
Right. What we realized is this, is that no matter the age, we're talking about wisdom, and we look at most women as because how society put in our mind, if you're over the age of 18, got your own place, got your own kids, can do what you want to do, you are wise. So we tend to hang around or to group up with people who are just of our age and grown, can so-called do whatever we want to do, but at the end of the day, they are still little girls in a grown woman's body, which I tend to find out as being a scientist is to figure out what the fuck make these women act in such a childlike manner. And that's all it is. It's just women still acting like children. They haven't grew up yet. You know what I'm saying? Take Whitney Houston for an example. Most women would slander their man and to any and everybody. Whitney didn't.
Ooh.
You understand? Whitney kept her God quality. And she, mind you, she was taught by very skillful women. So she never blasted Bobby out in the public. You understand? So women just don't know when to shut the fuck up. They feel like if something bad happened to them, they got to call and tell everybody. If they feel like you done said something what they consider behind their back, but really behind your back is your face, but that's another topic. You know, that they'll go and call everybody rather than stepping up and calling the bitch that did it. You understand what I'm saying?
Thank you.
And so,
you
know, which again, these are little girls and grown women bodies. And the same thing for men.
Right.
We tend to choose a man because of his age, because he got a driver's license, because he got a job, not knowing that this nigga act like my 12-year-old son. So we make boo-boos in life because we think that because a person is grown that they are wise, and they are not fucking wise. They're nowhere near wisdom. They don't have it. This is the problem when we group up with sisters or brothers. This is the problem, because they still children.
Right, right. And someone posed a question in the chat room about let's see, trying to get back to the question they posed. I think the question is more so like they were coming from. The question came from the free will comments that were going on in the chat room. Everybody's supposed to have free will. And she brought up a point of, you know, when you're little and your grandmother or your mom picked out clothes and said, these are the two outfits you have, pick one. And so you had to pick one. You weren't able to say, well, I don't want to wear either one of them. Well, you could have said you didn't want to wear either one of them. But scratch that. It's kind of sort of like we teach our children to be limited, and we really shouldn't teach our children to be limited. We should be teaching our children, in my point of view, and it's just my opinion, we should be teaching our children to kind of sort of be critical thinkers and think for themselves. When we always tell them, no, don't do this and no, don't do that, you know, that kind of sort of sets limitations and kind of sort of tells them that they can't really think for themselves and they can't really, you know, step outside of, you know, certain guidelines and boundaries. Now, I'm not saying that there shouldn't be any basic rules and regulations, like you're going to have to be respectful, you're going to come out your mouth crazy at me, but it's okay for you to tell me you want to wear another outfit versus the two I just suggested. And, I'm just using this as a suggestion because
right.
that particular
and
situation
I think
in the
what
chat room.
Sage is
but
also,
y'all get the point I'm trying to make.
I think what Sage is also getting at is the fact that if a person don't know,
right.
then it becomes something different because we're talking about the way we dress, the way we wear our hair. And remember,
right.
you know, the thing is this. Can't nobody change you unless you see fit it needs to be changed, something that needs to be. There was a time where I would never wear baby fat, but my children do. You know what I'm saying? And then in the conscious community, I would never wear no kente cloth wrapped around my motherfucking ass. You would never see me wear that shit. You know what I'm saying? It's just certain things that I like personally. And I'm glad that there is a manufacturer that's out there making exactly what the fuck I like. And that's what
right.
it is. That's basically what it is. Again, I wouldn't wear baby fat. My daughters probably would. I don't fucking know. I know, and there's some sisters that would wear the kente cloth or some old shit that they got from the Chinese store made in China that looks like it's Africa wrapped around their ass.
Right.
And their head. But that's not me. So it's all, but mind you now, 10, 15 years ago, I did wear that. 10, 15 years ago, I would wear my head wrap, and but my clothes came from West Africa because I married an African, so my shit was fresh fabric and all that shit. I never shopped at the Chinese motherfucking store selling that shit. You know what I'm saying? But, however, this is what I noticed. When I went around the conscious community, let's say some herb store, black-owned herb store, all-natural herb store, the sisters who looked like me at that time would say, peace, sister, peace, queen. Let me help you with this. Let me, you know. And I would go to the same store with my motherfucking Remy 18-inch down my back maybe a week later, depending on the circumstance, and the bitch wouldn't even speak to me.
Because you had
I wasn't a piece to her. So that's the difference. That's why I decided, okay, I tell y'all what. Fuck y'all until y'all realize that every sister is your sister. I ain't fucking with you. It's not what the fuck I'm wearing. It's what I wear inside my being. So this is where
right.
we all fuck up at, because we start to look at these motherfuckers either with a perm in their hair or a head wrap, and we think that the bitch that got dreadlocks or wear head wraps won't fuck your nigga. Meanwhile, that's the whore in the conscious community. That's the bitch that's gonna stab you in the fucking back. Meanwhile, that's that bitch right there. That's her. That's that dreadlock wearing natural peace sister looking ass with goddamn curry shells at the end of her fucking shit that's gonna fuck your nigga, stab you in the back, and defame you. That's her.
Right.
That's what I found
yeah.
out.
Yeah.
So that's it. That's my piece. I done gave myself a headache.
You see, that's what I'm saying. That's why I'm hoarse. That's why I done had headaches. You know what I'm saying? We just got to stop looking at people just based on what they say and what they wear. I am more than what I say and what I wear. You know, you have to look at a person's actions. You know, you can't just judge them based off of what they say. You have to look at their actions. And if they are not who they say they are, if you ain't living it like you kicking it, then what use are you to me? If I want to be entertained, I can go listen to, it's 1,000 blog talk radio shows out there if I want to be entertained and listen to some clowns, or I can turn on any TV station, and you know what I'm saying? But if I want to be around some real people, I don't need you faking and fronting and posing in front of me. Be who the fuck you are. Because if you're not, I can see through people and their intentions a mile away. And it's only when I then put it aside, like, no, she wouldn't be that type of person. I must be wrong. I must be picking up something wrong. When I don't pay attention to my intuition, that's when I get fucked. Bent over and fucked in the ass with no grease because I ain't listened to myself.
Hey, man.
Yeah, I said no grease.
That takes work. That takes, you know, discernment. That takes, you know, doing the work and getting your skills up so that you can intuit who's who. People would rather be lazy and look for whoever got on the conscious uniform.
Absolutely. Sage is in
yeah.
the game right now. Sage says it's about confusing free will with understanding self-esteem issues or what have you, wearing the wigs and so forth. People saying that we shouldn't wear wigs and weaves may not be expressing issues with people expressing free will. But anyway, I think that we're so busy judging a person on the outside and quick to look
right.
at them because what they look like, so you are accepted by me because you're wearing this or you look like that, not knowing that this could be a fucking killer or a child molester you bringing into your fucking home. It's just shit like that. That's why we got to bypass the outer and look straight through a motherfucker's soul. We got to be able to read them properly. We're not reading these people. We're not reading them. We believe that a sister that says peace is all right and exact. We believe that a person that cries out and says, it's about my people. You let them in your house, next thing you know, your house is all fucked up and broken up. You know what I'm saying? You just got to watch all this shit. It ain't what a motherfucker say. It ain't what a motherfucker wearing. It ain't what a motherfucker reading. It ain't nothing. It's about what that motherfucker really is. Shed
right.
Strip them butt naked and find out who the fuck these people are before you bring them in your circle. That's all I say. It don't matter. I mean, there's some hoes with some blue wigs on that'll fuck your nigga, too. That's, I mean, we know that.
Oh, for sure.
We know that, too. I'm just saying we got to strip
you
from
can't.
What we're looking at on the outside and just goddamn start to really goddamn discern these motherfucking spirits. Ain't but 8 personalities on the planet anyway. But it's a whole lot of different morals and moral characters. I heard a bitch tell me 3-4 years ago, you know, I ain't, what she say? I ain't with, you know, getting with another bitch woman, but if me and that bitch is cool, then I'll get with her man. I said, whoa, bitch, I got to watch your ass. I mean, when she
wait
said getting with another woman's man, unless me
wait
and you
minute.
Are cool,
rewind.
And then I'll get with him. So I said,
what
oh, okay, bro.
No, I missed something. Back up, rewind. What just happened?
I said, the bitch said to me, I ain't with fucking with no other broad man unless me and the chick is cool, is what she said. Me and the chick got to be cool. Then it's different. I said, okay, broad, make sure
uh-huh.
me and your ass don't know each other. Make sure I never know your ass ever. You know, mind you, it's a conscious sister, whatever y'all consider conscious is. You know,
man.
I don't even know what the fuck. I'm trying to figure out when did the community get conscious, and all the conscious people in the community are yelling that their community is fucked up. Y'all the ones that's consciously fucked up your community.
What I want to know is why is it that nobody is asking questions of the conscious community, but the conscious community can question the religious circles and everything. You know, you can
yeah.
ask, you know, they ask the questions of why y'all teaching Jesus this, why you teaching Muhammad that, but nobody can question the conscious community as to why so many motherfuckers is selling tickets to goddamn lectures about health and all this other shit, but everybody in the fucking community is sick.
And say, how many black women will go without the perms and weeds, et cetera? I don't have a perm. I don't wear weeds. I do wear wigs. Depending on what day it is. That's for the record.
But what difference does it make if somebody wants to look? I don't have a relaxer in my
yeah,
hair.
Nobody has. Who wears that shit?
But if
now?
Somebody want to book an appointment with me for me to put one in, I would
you
gladly
sure
take
will.
Their money.
You sure
what
will?
What the fuck? If somebody want to pay me to put a weave in their hair, I will weave. I will be a weavy wondering motherfucker, and they will look the bomb when they walk out my salon. You know
how
what I'm
many,
saying?
Why?
Why the hell do I have to, you know, tell her, you know, sister, I think you should just go natural. You shouldn't touch this. No, if she want to weave, I'm going to give her the best weave.
How many black
she
women,
wanna,
let's do it this way.
Front,
instead
I'm
going to
lace
perms,
that motherfucker on the front of her head.
Instead of the perms and the weaves, let's do it this way. How many black women can go without stabbing another sister in their goddamn back? Let's do it that way.
Woo!
Let's talk about shit like that.
Yeah, that's the stuff we should be talking
about. How
many
black women would go without stabbing and betraying and trying to fucking take what another sister got? How many of you bitches that's in attendance right now can go without doing that?
Right.
How many people in attendance can actually uplift another sister and help her do, you know, have a successful business or help her do something good? Why the hell we got to be like crabs in a barrel because she rising and because she doing good with her shit? Let me fuck her shit up. What the
yeah.
fuck is that about?
Yeah. How many women can uplift some chicks in attendance today? Let's do it that way. And how many brothers that's in attendance can do it that way as well?
That's right.
That's what I say. Love your show. I know you got to go. I do too. My headache is gone.
Yeah. We got 5 minutes remaining, y'all. And let me see. Did I get everybody on the switchboard? I think I got everybody on the switchboard. So we got about 5 minutes remaining. I don't want to hold you, Dawn. But, you know, you're free to stay on the line for the next 5 minutes or what have you. Let's see. Wow. I ain't even going, you know, Lynn, you got anything else? Because I ain't got to sit on the line for 4 minutes. I can find something to do for 4 minutes, you know.
Oh, I'm good. I think you touched it all. I appreciate Don for showing up. I'm glad I found Don on that show last night. Gave me a couple of laughs. You got a lot of good comments.
Yes.
I'm glad to know you, sis.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you for being glad. Thank you. Y'all know my show come on 12 noon, Monday through Friday, Eastern Standard Time. So check out the Don Nicole Young show on Blog Talk.
Yeah, check her out. Favorite her because it seemed like she's shit, so I'm going to be listening to her because she said, lift your nuts.
Lift your nuts.
And so I support the sister that said, lift your nuts because she made me laugh. She made me laugh.
You too, sister.
She did. You know what I'm saying? She got a radio show. Ifama got a radio show. You know, we can support each other. It don't have to be, you know, crabs in a barrel type stuff. I'm tired of that. You know what I'm saying? It don't have to be that, oh, Goddess Awakening radio show as well. Lady Offset Crenshaw is in the chat room. So y'all make sure y'all favorite her radio show. And I think she has a show tonight. So holla at the sister. Holla at her. Holla at her. Let me see. I got some bills to pay right quick, so we're going to pay these bills right quick, let y'all know a little bit what we about, and then we're going to roll up on out.
Sadonic Chemistry is a supplier of natural and complementary ingredients used in skincare, hair care, aromatherapy, massage, spa products, herbal preparations, and soap making. We also offer a selection of spiritual supplies, clothing, accessories, natural body scrubs, and herbal mixtures for your beauty and wellness needs. We strive for superior quality products and exceptional customer service. Our natural products and other ingredients are sourced from the most reputable origins and produced in the greenest manner possible. Our products and botanical ingredients are offered in a wide variety of sizes and quantities to allow you to purchase as much or as little as you need. Feel free to browse our diverse selection or contact us to schedule a salon or spa appointment in our newly renovated Beauty and Wellness Center located in Richmond, Virginia. Visit us at divinechemistry.com or call us at 804-627-0277. You are listening to Black Wookaverse Radio. Mark us as your favorite on Blog Talk Radio and leave comments to let us know how we're doing. You can also find us on YouTube and Facebook. On YouTube, our page is youtube.com/BlackWombiverse. Subscribe to us there. On Facebook, our page is facebook.com/BlackWombiverse. Send us a friend request. Black Wombiverse. Empowering, informing, and uplifting Black women. If you are interested in joining the temple, come see us at www.blackwomaniverse.com. See you there.